You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL for June 11th. It's been a busy few days for Doctor Who news. The BBC released the synopsis of this year's series finale, which I'm not going to spoil for you. But if any of you had high hopes for a break from year after year of increasing stakes and climactic year-enders, well, it's not looking likely. At least it's not being tacked on to the end of the year. We've had a steady drumbeat of hints to the nature of the story arc, or story crack, all year long, so anything less than a big finale would be a letdown. But arguably, the bigger news this week was that Torchwood is really, truly for real this time coming back. Probably next summer. Russell T. Davies, Julie Gardner, and Jane Tranter are calling the shots, and John Barrowman and Eve Miles will be back in their roles. So everything's the same, right? No. Like the title of the first episode, everything changes. Series 4 of Torchwood will be a co-production between BBC Wales, BBC Worldwide, and here's the bit out of left field, Starz Entertainment. That's an American premium TV channel. You pay extra for just that channel, and there are no commercials. It's the home of the steamy Gladiator series Spartacus Blood and Sand, and that right there tells you some interesting things about the 10 upcoming episodes. When BBC Worldwide and Fox were negotiating over Torchwood, an obvious concern was whether the show would be neutered by Fox's broadcasting standards. This is not a problem for Starz, which arguably has looser standards than Anti-Beeb. More intriguing is the announced international flavor of the show, which brings us back to my concerns way back in 2MTL 97. Within the fiction, how will this defunct Cardiff agency have any legitimacy to build a team from other countries? And in the real world, how will a show that'll have to find a new identity apart from Doctor Who make a name for itself outside its cult audience? The only thing I do know is that Starz and the BBC will have an interesting time trying to schedule episodes, with Starz content for paid subscribers only, and with a strong audience in the UK where it will be freely available on BBC One, the temptation for viewers in either country to explore alternative means of episode delivery could rise to a fever pitch. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for June 11th. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com, on Facebook or Twitter by searching for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord, and you can subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend coming up.